Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello everyone, how are you today? Hopefully you are stay healthy and happy. Okay, so we are from group 12 and today we will going to make a podcast project with the topic Shakespeare's Sonnet 18. It is famous, but it is worth to discussing. But before we go to our project, let us introduce ourselves first. My name is Krishna Deni Muhammad Hamza as a host of this podcast. In literature enthusiast, we have Elia and Priyanka. Next, on celebrity, we have Miss Mila. And the last one, we have Geiska as a poet. Okay, so let's go to our project. So in this podcast, we have three guest stars from three different professions. There are Elia and Priyanka as a literature enthusiast, Miss Mila as a celebrity, and Geiska as a poet. Hello everyone, how are you today?
Hello Krishna, we are fine, thank you.
Hello Krishna, we are fine, thank you.
Hello Krishna, we are fine, thank you.
Okay, good. So, in this podcast, we will discuss about the famous poem from William Shakespeare, Sonnet 18. But first, I want to ask to Elia and Priyanka as a literature enthusiast. What is your opinion or point of view about this poem?
Okay, I will answer it first. We all know that William Shakespeare created many poems, and one of them is Sonnet 18. Many people say that Sonnet 18 is the most popular poem among 154 sonnets. In my opinion, Shakespeare's Sonnet 18 depicts a girl who has a special thing in herself, so that she is compared to the natural beauty of summer. But all the beauty that exists will not last because it is consumed by time. However, a beauty that has ever existed will always be remembered and written in history. Even if she is dead, this poem will make her immortal. Sonnet 18 has 14 lines. It is written in iambic pentameter, so it consists 10 syllables and 5 iambs in every line. Sonnet 18 uses several kinds of figurative languages such as symbol, hyperbole, metaphor, and personification. In the first line, it contains two types of figurative languages, hyperbole and symbol. In the fifth line, metaphor. In the 11th line, personification. And the type of this poem is rhyming. Rhyming is a poem that uses rhyme. This poem contains three quatrains and a couplet. In the first quatrain, the poet presents the problem. In the second, the poet develops the problem. And the third, the poet gives resolution. And the couplet gives the minimum of the poem. And then the diction is very beautiful for me. But yeah, it is hard for me to understand. I need several time to understand it. Okay, that's all of my answer. Maybe Elia can add it.
Thank you, Priyanka, for your answer. So, here I wanna add a little bit explanation about this poem. Sonnet 18. Most of us know the poem is one of Shakespeare's popular works. And I think Sonnet 18 is still worth discussing today. As we know, currently there are many enthusiasts of literary works from various backgrounds, from young to old. Sonnet 18 itself is a poem which contains an expression of the poet's admiration for someone he adores. On the other hand, currently, teenagers are enthusiastic about many literary works, especially those containing expressions of someone's heart, such as Shakespeare's Sonnet 18, or what we usually call the romance genre. That's why the Sonnet 18 is still worth discussing. This poetry has a choice of words or diction which is quite difficult to understand for ordinary people, but I think it's quite unique. However, if we know the true meaning of some of the words in the poem, we will feel like the person we admire is expressing what he feels. Besides that, in this poem, there is also a figure of speech, namely simile. Shakespeare compared the beauty of his adored person to the beauty of hot summer days. And if you read this poem to your lover or someone you admire, maybe they feel like full of the joys of spring. So, we can conclude that Shakespeare's Sonnet 18 is timeless, because this poem contains content that can be enjoyed by various generations.
Wow, your explanations are quite detailed, and maybe I should take my handbook to get some important parts. Haha, just kidding. Okay, thank you for your answer, Elian and Priyanka. So now, we move to the celebrity who involves in filmmaking of Tenggelamnya Kapal Titanic, Miss Mila. Hello, Miss. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. And how are you doing?
I'm fine too, thank you. Okay, I have a question for you. As a celebrity, what's your opinion about Shakespeare's Sonnet 18? Is it can attract you or not?
Okay, thank you for the chance. As long as we know, Sonnet 18 was the most famous love poem of its time. And more interestingly, Sonnet 18 is the most well-loved of all 154 sonnets. Although there are some people willing to accept the rule of Sonnet 18 as the ultimate love poem, according to its famous site, this poem is no longer famous today. However, we can still discuss this in terms of research or literary education. By the way, of the many films that I have played, such as Tenggelamnya Kapal Titanic, Di Bawah Naungan Ka'bah, A Tale of Two Besties, Uncle Tom's Cabbage, The Crib Baby, and many more, there are several romantic films including Tenggelamnya Kapal Titanic. According to the type of story, everyone knows that this film is about two lovers who drown and contains a romantic story. Likewise with this Sonnet 18. Even the film Tenggelamnya Kapal Titanic, I and my colleague who play the role of lovers, it is different from the character told in Sonnet 18. Sonnet 18 by William Shakespeare, the speaker is praising someone who can be said that someone is her or she friend, maybe? Because I've heard that Sonnet 18 until 25 tells the speaker's affection for his friend. If I may remember again, Sonnet 18. I got to know this from YouTube video uploaded by BBC about 4 years ago. So in my opinion, based on audiovisual, Sonnet 18 read by a woman is good enough for me. With an enthusiastic expression and confidence, the atmosphere depicted in the video is quite supportive against a summer backdrop. You can see the sun shining very hot in the video. However, there were a few things that were a little bumpy in my opinion when she conveyed the Sonnet 18. That is the lack of gestures, the body movements, maybe like standing, and lack of displacement maybe. And the last is textual opinion. Overall, the contents of Sonnet 18 are very interesting and contain a lot of figures of speech. One of the most prominent figures of speech in Sonnet 18 is metaphor. Namely, the speaker compares the speaker's love with a hot summer day. Besides that, like the eternal summer is also a metaphor for one's beauty, which is told in the lyrics. Not only metaphors, here I also find several personification, one of which is Nor shall Delph break through wonders in his street. Why? Because I think boasting is human nature. And in this case, Delph is called boasting as if it were a human being. So, it's really interesting for me to discussing, because from here we can learn more about literature. As we know, in 2018 there is also a lot more use of unusual words in a day, such as thee, thou, and so on. Okay, maybe something like that for me, and thank you.
Okay, I think I will have some more understanding about explanation, because your explanation are very detailed. But it's okay. I'll do it later on, after this podcast. Thank you very much. Okay, now, at the last podcast, we have a poet who wrote the poem titled Sontag, Geiska. Hello, Geiska. How was your day?
Hello, Krishna. I'm fine, thank you.
Your poem are very interesting to read it, so I think I really appreciate your hard work to make this poem.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, I have a question for you. As a poet, do you think that Sonnet 18 is still worth to discussing?
Thank you for your question, Krishna. So, actually, if someone asks me, is Sonnet 18 still worth discussing? Then my answer is yes. Especially if we study literature, I think Sonnet 18 is one of Shakespeare's works that deserves to be explored. The language that Shakespeare used in Sonnet 18 is very interesting to learn more about. I think this Shakespeare's work will be very interesting to discuss, because each person may have their own perspective on the meaning of the contents of Sonnet 18. After all, literary works are endless to discuss, right? So, of course, there's nothing wrong with discussing old works, especially the works of famous poets like William Shakespeare. Sonnet 18 is one of the masterpieces of romance work. It will not be boring to discuss it, because the language used by Shakespeare is very tempting to examine its meaning.
Well, I think that was true when you say this poem is very interesting to learn, especially in literature, because it can improve our knowledge to find the element of poetry and the meaning of this poem. So, thank you for your answer and explanation, Geiska.
You're welcome.
Okay, so it doesn't feel like we've reached the end of this podcast. Do you have anything to add to your opinion?
I think my explanation was clear enough.
Me too.
Oh, I think my explanation was very clear, and I don't mind to add it more.
Alright, if you all don't want to add anything to your opinion, thank you for joining this podcast. I hope all of you are stay healthy, happy, and keep working to make some achievements by yourself. See you later, guys.
Thank you, Krishna. See you later.
Thank you, Krishna. See you later.
Thank you, Krishna. See you later.